This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, continuing along at the Energy and Innovation Summit hosted by Senator Dave McCormick here in Pittsburgh. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from the Pennsylvania Attorney General, Dave Sunday. He stopped by to chat and talk about regulation of artificial intelligence and how we do that on the local and the national level as well. And whether or not this is something that should be left up to the states or this is something that Congress should dictate for all the 50 states. And obviously, you know where I stand on this, states' rights and whatever laws you pass. I mean, it's kind of silly because there are going to be very, very smart people that work around it. My biggest concern is protecting us from our own government using artificial intelligence against us. In my opinion, that is job number one, and has to be job number one, no doubt about that. Because think if Kamala Harris had won, God forbid, that election, they would be using artificial intelligence now to profile us, to figure out who's shopping at Cabela's and getting the fishing hats, and who are the moms at school board meetings who are being too vocal about the kids' curriculum, and they'd be using AI to isolate all these people and put them in boxes and put them on lists. And one of the chief concerns, we talk about artificial intelligence from a couple different factors. Number one is the massive, massive investment that's being made today in Pennsylvania. And you heard the president talk about that earlier today. Number two is the energy to be able to power AI. And we talked about that all day today, from nuclear to natural gas and being the epicenter of that. And then number three, of course, is the protection from AI. To protect us from artificial intelligence, both domestically and internationally, so that our AI can beat up their AI. We don't have to worry about China's AI surpassing us. That's a very, very key part of it as well. And then, of course, we have to remove ourselves from the idea of our government using AI to profile us and spy on us and everything else. So these are just some of the things that we're looking at and talking about as we continue along with the show today. There's other things, too, that I want to bring up that are unrelated to this event that are still making the news. I did notice, and I think you probably noticed this as well, but the key to AI revolution is power. That's what it is. It's power. And we need to have power. And that is an important point made by Secretary Howard Lutnick. at the summit today.
The key that we all know to the AI revolution is power, right? Power has to drive the energy, right? These chips, which you all think are little chips, these are giant chips, right? And a new NVIDIA Blackwell is the size, the smallest you can buy is the size of a refrigerator. Okay, and these suck energy like they're going out of style. So what has to happen is you've got to have the gas, right? For now, you need the natural gas or coal infrastructure in order to provide these giant AI data centers the power that they need. And it's the combination of technology, investment, and power accessibility that makes a location key and successful. In Pennsylvania, as you all know, has that power.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do, baby. We got it. We got the power. We just need to unleash it. We need to unleash it. That's the key. And not be held back by ridiculous regulations that just continue to make it more difficult for innovation to occur. That's what has to happen. We've got to be the leader in this. And we're talking about, I mean, the money that's coming, $90 billion of investment, $90 billion.
Thank you for joining us for here in Pittsburgh for the inaugural Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit. This summit is about catalyzing, among other things, $90 billion of investment and tens of thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania. Let me repeat that. Today we're going to announce $90 billion of investment and tens of thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania.
It's huge. It's massive. It's amazing.
I think this will, you know, my first best day in the Senate was Mark Fogle came home. This may be my new favorite day in the Senate because I know this is going to mean so much for Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us for...
Absolutely. And the key also inaugural. So not over. You know, that's the other part of this too. It's the beginning of something. Something very, very important that is going to be underway. Now, speaking of Lutnick, you know, there's a lot of criticism of him with regards to tariffs. Ken Langone, who founded Home Depot, one of the big guys here, initially said his concern was that he didn't like tariffs. But he wants to give Trump credit. He thinks some of them are good and they need to be fixed.
Initially, my concern was I don't like tariffs.
That's what I mean.
I like free trade.
Right.
However, I think, damn it, give Trump credit. His instincts are good. Some of these things need to be fixed. Take Germany. Take Japan. God bless America. 80 years ago when the war was over, we made our mind up. We're not going to be the conquering hero. We're going to go in and help these countries rebuild themselves. And we did. To our credit, we did. Japanese, Japan, look at what happened. They're on their feet now. And there aren't many American cars sold in Germany, but whatever's sold in Germany, there's a 10% tariff. Every other car in America is a Mercedes. I got a Mercedes. I got an Audi. I can name you all the cars we drive. Most of them are foreign. Now, they sell a hell of a lot more cars here than we do there. 2.5% tariff. That's wrong.
He also had concerns about the One Big Beautiful Bill. I think a lot of people did, obviously, from the perspective of what it might do to inflation. But he feels a lot better about that, and that makes me happy.
I think that this better bill, whatever the hell I call it.
One Big Beautiful Bill.
Right. I was worried about inflation and I was worried about the deficit. I think there's a lot of merit to the notion that it's going to trigger such significant economic growth that we might see tax revenues going up through the profitability factor. I think that this
That's good. Excellent. And bullish on America. Very, very bullish.
If I told you how bullish I was, you wouldn't believe it. I have never been more excited about the future of America than I am right now. Right.
Why? This time.
For a lot of reasons. Number one, like it or not, this guy's getting things done.
This guy meeting President Donald Trump?
Trump. He's a little pissed off at me because I had the audacity to say that on television about a few months ago that I was worried about it. If he won, that he'd engage in retribution. I'm happy to say I'm comfortable he's not doing that. He's acting presidential. I'm impressed with the people he's got around him. I had a nice chat with Kevin Warsh last week, and part of my positivity comes from my discussion with him. And you might have heard him on television. I think the American people are waking up. I think the world is a mess, but I think it's coming more to our direction than it was. I think that strike in Iran had significant symbolic meaning for the world, that America is here, and when our interests are at risk, we're going to do something about it.
Good. Excellent. All that is really, really great stuff. As we continue along here at the Energy and Innovation Summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, hosted by Senator Dave McCormick, featuring President Trump and several members of the cabinet. Is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Dave Sunday. Mr. Attorney General, great to see you.
It's great to be here.
So there's a lot of talk about AI.
Yep.
You have been in the news recently because you said that the bill that Congress wanted to pass, which would basically regulate AI for all 50 states,
right.
You're not a fan of that. I don't blame you, by the way.
What I was not a fan of was taking away the state's ability,
right
to regulate AI. I think it's important, and I'm happy that the end result took that away.
Good.
Yep.
As far as regulating AI, there's a lot of questions. People have concerns.
Yep.
There's civil liberties concerns, constitutional concerns. What do you think today's summit is going to talk about with regards to that?
Well, you know, from the conversations that I've already listened to and the panels I've already listened to, it's clear that this is about why investing in AI is important for the community, for the world, for lack of a better way to put it. And I think that's generally, I mean, that's what we're hearing about today. We're hearing about huge investments in Pennsylvania, huge investments in particular with regard to AI, data centers, things of that nature. And I think it's exciting. I think that, and I'm happy when we started, you brought up the fact about state regulation. So that's, you know, to your point, like, with any tool that exists, there's a whole lot of good, and there could potentially also be bad.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So we want to maximize the good.
Exactly.
And we want to be able to guard ourselves against the bad.
100%.
Some of that bad being bad actors. China,
absolutely.
other people who might be out there who would take advantage of the United States.
Yes, and that's why this is so important, because here you have United States Senator Dave McCormick. We have people that are bringing this in who understand how critical it is to keep our community safe and to put us in a position where we don't have to worry about those other threats. And so seeing it come in through Senator McCormick just warms my heart. I think it's fantastic.
That's excellent. That's really good. As far as we're 5 minutes away from Butler, Pennsylvania, so. I mean, you know. A year ago, a day that almost changed America, a couple days ago, a year. What questions do you still have as the Attorney General regarding the attempted assassination attempt of the president?
Well, the questions I would have are just really, well, there's a couple answers I have to that. The first one is, are we making sure that the president's safe? That's unbelievable. I mean, clearly that's unbelievably important.
Today seems like amazing security, by the way.
And I will tell you that as Attorney General, I now have a security detail. And so we work with the other details that are out there. And I will tell you that, you know, what I have seen is unbelievably impressive with regard to protecting the president. And so I think that's number one. Absolutely, that's critical. I think also, when you think about that day, you also think about the other people that were there, the people that almost died, the people that did die. And I think that we have to do everything we can to keep citizens safe that are engaged in the political process, because we don't want to be in a world where people don't want to get involved out of fear that there could potentially be something happen. I also think about, you know, obviously we don't know the details, I don't know them, but the mental health component to this, what are we doing to make sure that when you have people that you know, are in the throes of some type of mental health crisis. Like, what are we doing to make sure that they are getting some type of treatment or anything to prevent things like this from happening?
Yeah, well said. Attorney General Dave Sunday is with me here at the Energy and Innovation Summit hosted by Senator Dave McCormick. Illegal immigration, when we talked during the campaign, you were running for Attorney General.
Yes.
You said you were going to make it a priority to work with this administration and crack down on illegal immigration. Obviously, some of your counterparts around the country not being so cooperative in that regard. But as the top law enforcement officer of Pennsylvania,
I mean, you know that I came to this position through being a county prosecutor, being a career prosecutor.
Yep.
And so when I ran for AG and when I was sworn into office, I made it very clear that I was going to uphold the law and apply the facts of the law in any given case. And so just like I did as district attorney, we work hand in hand with all of our federal partners literally every day to do what we can to make the community safe. And I think that that's standard operating procedure, and it should be, especially when you take an oath to uphold the law.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. What are some of your other priorities that you're working on right now as AG?
So, you know, if our communities aren't safe, nothing else matters. And when I ran again on public safety, I made it very clear that I was going to focus on that. And so we hit the ground running. We are utilizing our resources to work with all the police departments really throughout Pennsylvania to maximize the outcomes from their investigations. We've worked very hard to go after fentanyl traffickers, to go after human traffickers, to go after organized retail theft, to go after child predators. And that's the way, that's what I have to do to make sure that we keep our families and our communities safe.
Dave Sunday, great to see you, my friend.
Thanks,
Attorney General. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Have a great time here at the Energy and Innovation Summit. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, continuing along here at the Energy and Innovation Summit in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon University. A lot of very fascinating numbers and statistics that we have as we look at the investment that's being made. A lot of money, and a lot of big people here today who are putting more than $90 billion of money into this entire thing. More than $90 billion in investments announced today in Pennsylvania. So Anthropic, $1 million, and Blackstone, Brookfield, Capital Power, Constellation Energy will create 3,000 jobs a year as a result of a $2.4 billion investment to upgrade the Limerick nuclear power plant. So that's all great stuff. And Westinghouse Electric Company, we're going to have 10 new large nuclear power plant reactors under construction by 2030, generating what is currently committed or estimated to be $6 billion in economic impact and 15,000 new jobs in southeastern Pennsylvania. Big part of it today, too, talking about fracking and liquid natural gas export center. You know, I was thinking yesterday that the New York Times story that came out about Biden and how he didn't individually approve all of the pardons in the mass pardon list. He didn't individually approve those. Now, what's interesting about that, a couple things. They had a criteria, and they said, okay, if you meet this criteria, then you get a pardon. And then the auto pen pardoned you. But he didn't individually approve it. It was just, you met this criteria. My question is, did they do the same thing with policy? Because the ban on liquid natural gas exports, which is still, in my mind, the dumbest political move in the history of politics. You got to win Pennsylvania. It's the must-win state. It's a natural gas state. You put a ban on the export of liquid natural gas. I mean, that makes absolutely no sense. No sense whatsoever. It's so counterintuitive to winning Pennsylvania. And, you know, I got to think that a once coherent Joe Biden a long, long, long time ago would have agreed with that. So here's my question. Did they have the same policy when it came to if a policy decision met the criteria? Just like they did with the pardons, where they had, all right, here's the criteria. If it meets the criteria, then the president doesn't have to individually approve it. It goes to the auto pen. Same thing with policy. In that case, then, did they say, well, it meets the green energy criteria. So, yeah, put a ban on liquid natural gas export. He doesn't have to individually approve it. It meets the criteria. And then there you go. You turn around and you have a ban on the export of liquid natural gas. So I keep coming back to that. I really do. I keep coming back to that and thinking that that's probably what was happening with a lot of things in that administration, because he just wasn't capable of being president. He wasn't capable of running the show. And I would love for them to look into that. You know, I get it. The pardons are a big deal. No question about that. I'm not dismissing that in the least. But what I'm saying is that you got to look at the policy implications as well, and you got to think to yourself, how much of this was also done by that? The president signed off on this criteria. It meets the criteria. Then the staff then says, we don't need to ask him. We just do it. And then they just turn around and do it. And then we're all stuck with the consequences of that. Because even as the election was getting closer and closer, I thought, well, surely any minute now they're going to end the ban on liquid natural gas export and try to make this as a big deal to try to win PA. They were underwater in Pennsylvania. I mean, unless it was just sheer arrogance and they thought it didn't matter. But how could anybody possibly think that? Anybody in their right mind? And then the other point is that I think when you're looking at these policy positions, these people may have thought, there's no way this guy's going to get elected. There's no way that she's going to get elected. So might as well get this done. Might as well put it through. Might as well turn around and go, all right, you know what? Let's just get this done now, because if we don't do it now, we might as well just, you know, go home. So put in all the wacky ideas you have and go with it. Run with it. That's one of those things. Speaking of pardons, by the way, you know, Fauci got a pardon. Senator Rand Paul is vowing that he's going to be held accountable, targeting Fauci and saying he will be held accountable. He is not going to let him off the hook In any way, shape, or form on the, and nor should he. The gain-of-function research and the lies that were told about COVID-19 and how they created this virus in a lab, what other viruses might be in that lab and other labs like it, creating Frankenstein's monster to try to figure out how to defeat Frankenstein's monster makes absolutely no sense in the world. And then they lied, Fauci lied under oath, and he lied to Congress. And yeah, so he's again referring Fauci to the DOJ. This time, though, he's a committee chairman. So he's got real power here to do something about this. And I hope to God he makes it happen. I hope to God he makes it a priority of his to go after him and say, yeah, you know what? We should. And the president agrees. The president's agreeing on this point, too, saying that, yeah, we should. Everybody should be held accountable. No doubt about it.
Take a listen. Times over the weekend. He did not speak to them on the record during his time in office at all, but he spoke to them recently. And he defended his use of the auto pen. But at the same time, the Times reports that he did not individually approve each name for the categorical pardons that applied to large numbers of people. What are your take on that? Any new revelations from that?
Well, I mean, you're talking about the auto pen. Look, the auto pen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal.
It's a huge scandal. It's the biggest scandal of our lifetime, no doubt about that. Rand Paul is determined to hold Fauci accountable, and he should. Everybody should want these people to be held accountable. Everybody should want these people to have to answer for what they've done and the lies that were told. It's not simply just a matter of going after Comey and Brennan, although I'm thrilled that that's happening. Absolutely. But I want anyone who had the ability and the authority to implement policy and who lied to Congress about it, they need to be held accountable. And Fauci's one of those people.
A function research.
This is what he said in May of
Institute.
Do they fund
2021? We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain of function research?
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain of function research. And if it is, it's according to the guidelines and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
So, Lawrence, the question is, who pardoned him?
Yeah, well, the auto pen, that's the answer. The auto pen pardoned him. We know that. Senator Rand Paul now referring this back to DOJ for criminal prosecution. Good. And I'm telling you right now, all of these interesting little nuggets that are coming to light now about the amount of power that people had in the first Trump administration to do things under the president's nose without him knowing about it. That's not happening this time around. It's not happening. This time, it's a much tighter ship, and this time people are being held accountable. The auto pen scandal. People need to be held accountable so that this never happens again. But I think the policy implications of this, let's not dismiss that for a second.
Look, the auto pen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a tremendous scandal. And I know the people on the other side of the, see that desk, that Resolute desk? Unfortunately, he used it before me. But, you know, we have our choice of 7 desks. They're all beautiful. But I chose the Resolute, and so did he, unfortunately. But the people on the other side of the Resolute desk, I know them. Lisa, the whole group, and they're no good. They're sick people. And I guarantee you, he knew nothing about what he was signing. I guarantee it.
Look, nothing. He didn't know anything about it because they didn't have to know anything about it. He didn't have to. So now there's an update, by the way, regarding Pam Bondi. On the way to the event here in Pittsburgh, as the president was leaving the White House today, he said Pam Bondi has now been instructed to release whatever she thinks is credible with regards to the story that does not seem to go away, the Epstein documents. So he was speaking with the press before he boarded Marine One, left the White House en route to Air Force One to come to Pittsburgh, where he spoke earlier today, and this is what he said.
I think the Attorney General's handled it very well.
How many more statements? The Attorney General briefed you on the DOJ and FBI review, the findings breached of that review. The Attorney General briefed you on
what? On the
DOJ and FBI
on what?
Review.
On what subject?
Epstein, of the review of the files. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
A very, very quick briefing.
What did she tell you about the review? And specifically, did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well. And it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release.
On Texas.
Okay, so they're now saying that it was made up and it was a hoax from the Obama-Comey era. A made-up hoax. Okay, if that's the case, then we need to understand how that happened. If it was a hoax made up, like all the other things, Russia, you just heard him say that, and COVID, speaking to Fauci, well, then how did they do that? And then how were they able to achieve that? And now suddenly Democrats are now calling for the release of these things. Okay. So then there's something here is, and this story is not going away anytime soon. This is the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, who's just so low energy. This guy's so bad at his job. I mean, he's so bad. But now he's accusing the president of trying to hide something. But Democrats were in power for all these years. Why didn't they release the files? I mean, I just find it funny now that they're suddenly now they're not in power and they're going, oh, yeah, we should release the files. Well, you were in power. You didn't. Why not? So now it's easy when you're not in power and you don't have the ability to turn around and go, all right, well, this should be done now. Oh, stop it.
The American people deserve to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth as it relates to this whole sordid Jeffrey Epstein matter. Democrats didn't put the Jeffrey Epstein thing into the public domain. This was a conspiracy that Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, and these MAGA extremists have been fanning the flames of for the last several years. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. The American people deserve to know the truth. What, if anything, is the Trump administration and the Department of Justice hiding?
Why didn't, if that was the case, why didn't you guys, when you were in charge of the Department of Justice, release everything you had? Release everything you had. But you didn't, and there's a reason why you didn't, because there's probably nothing left. I mean, that's the truth. There's probably nothing left here. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that when the FBI raided his penthouse all those years ago, and then they couldn't get a warrant for the safe, and then they left, and 4 days later they show up, and everything's missing, that stuff was then destroyed at that point. I mean, that's just the bottom line. That's the bottom line here. But this is not going away anytime soon. And a big part of the reason why it's not going away is because within social media, at least, there's this civil war that's going on between people in the MAGA movement. And this is a problem here. Like even today, Matt Walsh, who's one of those conservative influencers, one of those MAGA influencers, sending a clear message that this is they're not going to let this go. They're going to hold on to this for dear life, and they're just simply not going to let go. And if they try to let go, they're going to lose a lot of their supporters. Now, the question that I had today with some friends of mine is, outside of the social media MAGA world, does anyone give a damn about this? You know, I heard my buddy Gianno Caldwell say this is not a kitchen table issue. By the way, don't forget, get your tickets to see Gianno. Join me live at Bucks County Community College's Locke Performing Arts Center, July 31st. We'll hear the compelling story of his brother's death. It'll be a great Politics and Pints event. You want to get your tickets now before it sells out. 1210WPHD.com, 1210WPHD.com. Me and Gianno Caldwell together, Politics and Pints, July 31st. Locke Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. He's a great guy. He's a lot of fun. We'll have a great conversation. We'll talk about a lot of different things, including all of these Soros-funded prosecutors like Larry Krasner and how they're destroying places like Philadelphia and everywhere else. But his point was, this is not a kitchen table issue. Selena Zito, who was here today, interviewing the president, and doing lots of other things. Selena Zito said she talked to all these people at a rodeo outside of Pittsburgh. Nobody cares. But within the MAGA influencer world of social media, they do care, and they're not letting this go. Take a listen to this.
Now, of course, we have no idea what information, if any, this sociopath, this evil woman will ultimately reveal. But the fact remains that, especially after the humiliating display by Bondi and the DOJ we've all just witnessed, it's probably worth listening to Maxwell's testimony. If a client list exists at this point, she's the most likely person to tell us. Now, yes, it's an indictment of Pam Bondi and the DOJ that we see any reason to listen to a ghoul like this, but that's where we are. Millions of Americans are not satisfied with what we've been told. And we shouldn't be, because it's been contradictory and insulting to our intelligence every step of the way. So now we're looking elsewhere. This is what happens when people are deceived and strung along for years, only to be told that they're not entitled to any kind of transparency whatsoever.
Now, as far as stringing people along for years, I mean, that's part of the problem here, is that you had a lot of people who made their bones on this issue and made a lot of money on this issue. And some of them are now trying to turn around and say, well, I'm done talking about it. But they've made their career around this. They built their career around this. Now, I've given you my observations on this. I think the guy was an intelligence asset, and I think that's pretty obvious here. And I don't believe a lot of what I'm hearing, but I don't believe a lot of things the government tells me. But I didn't spend every waking minute talking about this. I didn't build my platform based around this. But there are people that did. And now some of those people want to just walk away from this completely. I don't know how it's going to go over with their people, to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to go over well. I really don't. Keep going.
People are not just going to move on with their lives, no matter how badly you want them to. And there's a reason for that. And I want to make this very clear to those on the right, including the president himself, who are telling us to just drop the subject and move on. We can't drop it. We can't move on. Because what we want is justice. We have a deep desire for justice. And we can see how the corrupt and the powerful are never held accountable. We can look at our cities and see violent criminals running rampant.
Now, in terms of accountability, that is part of the problem in general that I think frustrates so many of us. Like, you look at 2020, you look at the Summer of Love, billions of dollars in property damage, all of this craziness that occurred. Nobody gets in trouble for it, right? Nobody's held accountable for it. Firebombing fast food restaurants, creating chaos, burning down courthouses, nobody gets in trouble. It is a sense of there is not equal justice. Concerning this issue, here you're talking about these rich and powerful people who might be on this list or connected to this, and now they're getting away with it. But it's also possible that there's just nothing there. Charlie Kirk says he's done talking about it. That's it. He's done. He's not going to talk about it anymore. I don't know how that's going to go over with his audience. I don't know. Maybe you're part of his audience and you tell me. I'd love for you to tell me how you think that's going to go over.
Plenty was said this last weekend at our event about Epstein. Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine. We have escalatory action potentially being taken in Ukraine and Russia. We have tons of announcements happening when it comes to NATO. But let me just say this again. Everyone knows my opinion about the Epstein thing, the messaging fumble. I would love to see the DOJ move to unseal the grand jury testimony. I think that would be a big win. I would love to see that. And I'm going to trust my friends, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, my friend Pam Bondi, all these guys. I'm going to Todd Blanche. I'm going to trust them to solve it. Ball's in their court. I think that there was plenty of, let's say, speeches that were directed towards this topic this last weekend. So we don't need to spend our valuable time on this program relitigating it.
Okay, we don't have to relitigate it. I understand that. I do. I understand that. The question is, how is that going to go over? How is that going to go over with the people that are feeling this? And I don't know if they're going to turn around and say, yeah, you know what? Fine. We'll just let it go. All right, more to come here as we continue along the show, as we wrap up from the Energy and Innovation Summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But really, let me know. Shoot me a tweet on X, at Rich Zeoli, what you think in terms of, yeah, is this over? Is this over for everybody? Are you done? Do you not want to hear about this anymore? What do you think? Let me know, okay? All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So NBC News is running cover for Biden and the auto pen pardon scandal by conducting their own analysis of Comer's digital signature, James Comer, the chairman of the Oversight Committee, his digital signature on oversight documents, as if this is the exact same thing. As if his signature on documents regarding the House Oversight Committee is the same thing now as documents related to pardons and executive orders by the President of the United States of America.
The unexpected new twist in the investigation into former President Biden's use of the auto pen. Let's bring in NBC News Chief Capitol Hill correspondent Ryan Nobles. What's going on there?
Well, Chris, NBC News conducted an analysis of the communications that the chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, has used to bring in former members of the Biden White House to ask them questions about Biden's use of the auto pen and his cognitive decline in office. And what we discovered is that of the 16 letters that Comer sent to these staffers, that they were all signed with the use of a digital signature, meaning that he did not actually sign these documents himself, similar to what he's accusing President Biden of not doing.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
As it's called for the actual subpoena requests for two Biden officials, including the White House physician Kevin O'Connor. But everything else was used with a digital signature. Now, that's not to say any of that is out of bounds. In fact, it's pretty common practice, not only in Congress, but in the executive branch, to use digital signatures or signatures that are not necessarily by the hand of the official who is signing them. But it is the crux of this investigation that the Oversight Committee is conducting, that somehow Biden's use of an auto pen or a signature that was not by his own hand thereby makes whatever he signed be invalid. And what we discovered over the course of this report is that the central tenet of this investigation is trying to determine whether or not Biden's use of an auto pen was because he was.
Okay. A congressman signing documents is not the same as the president of the United States, and this is according to the New York Times, directing his staff now that they could do bulk pardons of things. It's not even in the same ball game. It's not even in the same universe. Okay, let's understand that. I mean, that's a dumb point. That's a dumb point from dumb people in the media. By the way, speaking of dumb people and low IQs, the president is just the best sometimes with the zingers, isn't he? This is great.
You know, AOC, look, I think she's very nice, but she's very low IQ. And we really don't need low IQ. Between her and Crockett, we're going to give them both an IQ test to see who comes out best. Now, I took my test. I took a real test at Walter Reed Medical Center, and I aced it. I got every one of all those questions right. Now it's time for them to take a test. Anyway, have a good time.
There you go. Have a good time. Yeah, it's the comparison between AOC and Jasmine Crockett. It's just fantastic too when you think about it, isn't it? Just the absolute disaster that are these two individuals in terms of their lack of mental acuity. It's truly amazing. All right, we got to run out a little bit early here. They're kicking us out, but you have a great rest of your day. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Remember, get your tickets to see me and Gianna Caldwell together. Politics and Pints. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I want you to be there for it. All right, it's going to be a blast. So do that today, and we'll see you then for that. In the meantime, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.